Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. As our region's markets slowly wake up this spring, we begin to encounter all sorts of tempting food, with items like fresh baby spinach, sharing space with the last of the winter's butternut squash. Our minds start conjuring up recipe ideas. And one of the best ways to make use of fresh Maryland produce is to become adept at making ravioli. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino, I think it's no exaggeration to say the possibilities are endless.
The possibilities are endless.
Yeah.
I agree. I mean, all you have to do is make some pasta dough.
Right.
The simplest recipe that I like is, I call it 1-2-3-4. 1 teaspoon of salt, 2 tablespoons of olive oil, 3 cups of flour, 4 eggs. Mix it together into dough, knead it for a little bit, let it rest, and boom, you've got pasta.
That's right.
Yeah.
And you can either use a rolling pin to roll it out, or if you have a pasta machine.
Yeah, I mean,
the
cranker is certainly the easiest. The rolling pin is a little bit of real effort, but there is no reason why you can't. I think one of the dilemmas with ravioli is that it's 2 sheets of pasta together.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, if you don't start out relatively thin and you're doubling the thickness of something that's already thick, it becomes really clunky to
eat.
Yeah,
it becomes gummy.
So yeah, you got to get it. If you're going to roll it out by hand, just take the time to get it to that really thin texture so that you can build a ravioli without the edges being just too chewy.
Now, here's another strategy. You let the pasta dough rest before you roll it out.
Yeah, of course.
And while that's happening, make your filling.
Yeah.
Because once you start working with the pasta dough, you want to work quickly.
Yeah,
it does dry up.
I mean, it's great to have the filling ready to go.
There's lots of videos online, by the way, that show
I'm
you
sure.
how to go about this. And the basic point is it's really simple.
Yeah.
You're making little squares. There seems to be 2 types, like about a 2.5 inch and then a 3.5 inch, a little bit larger.
Yeah.
And as far as sauces go, anything that you use with pasta can work in this. Just match your flavors. But the thing I want to concentrate on are the fillings.
Sure.
And some of the various combinations of things. You're going to be putting your produce together, and you're going to be chopping it, reducing it to a good size and texture that you can spoon in.
Yeah, it's got to be chopped pretty small.
You got to blitz it with a food processor.
I mean,
have you
seen those ravioli molds that look like ice cube trays?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, those guys are actually more like 1.5 inch by 1.5 inch. Therefore, the little dollop of filling is very tiny.
Yeah, a little teaspoon.
If your filling is really clunky, you're not going to get it into a ravioli.
No, you're not. And try to dry out the filling as much as possible. You don't want a lot of excess liquid.
Yeah.
Because that can make it hard to seal. Another rule of thumb is if the filling doesn't taste good as you eat it, it's not going to taste good with pasta wrapped around it.
I guess so, Al.
Yeah, why not? And I think you're going to end up cooking a lot of the ingredients that go into the filling.
Yeah, I mean, I would say that it pretty much has to be pre-cooked.
Yeah, because the amount of time it spends
in the water is tiny.
It's not enough.
I mean, the simplest thing is to just fill them with cheese.
Yeah.
Which are delicious. But after that, sky's the limit.
Well, here's a few ideas, because there's some very natural partners. Butternut squash and crumbled pecans.
Yes.
Spinach and ricotta cheese.
Perfect.
Ground lamb, onions, and rosemary.
Always delightful.
Crushed tomatoes, diced peppers, and goat cheese.
Goat cheese is a great binder for lots of fillings.
It really is. Mushrooms and sun-dried tomatoes.
Good.
And you could do something with lobster and crab and a spicy feta cheese sauce. So this could be really a lot of fun. We're going to put some of these ideas on the website, try to walk you through the whole process.
Perfect.
It's really easy, and you'll have a lot of fun doing it. I'm Al Spohler.
And I am Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station. Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. As our region's markets slowly wake up this spring, we begin to encounter all sorts of tempting food, with items like fresh baby spinach, sharing space with the last of the winter's butternut squash, our minds start conjuring up recipe ideas. And one of the best ways to make use of fresh Maryland produce is to become adept at making ravioli. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino, I think it's no exaggeration to say the possibilities are endless.
The possibilities are endless.
Yeah.
I agree. I mean, all you have to do is make some pasta dough.
Right.
The simplest recipe that I like is, I call it 1-2-3-4. 1 teaspoon of salt, 2 tablespoons of olive oil, 3 cups of flour, 4 eggs. Mix it together into dough, knead it for a little bit, let it rest, and boom, you got pasta.
That's right. Yeah. And you can either use a rolling pin to roll it out, or if you have a pasta machine.
Yeah, I mean, either way. The cranker is certainly the easiest. The rolling pin is a little bit of real effort, but there is no reason why you can't. I think one of the dilemmas with ravioli is that it's two sheets of pasta together. Mm-hmm. Therefore, if you don't start out relatively thin and you're doubling the thickness of something that's already thick, it becomes really clunky to eat.
Yeah, it becomes gummy.
So, you got to get it. If you're going to roll it out by hand, just take the time to get it to that really thin texture so that you can build a ravioli without the edges being just too chewy.
Now, here's another strategy. You let the pasta dough rest before you roll it out.
Yeah, of course.
And while that's happening, make your filling.
Yeah.
Because once you start working with the pasta dough, you want to work quickly.
Yeah,
it does dry up.
I mean, it's great to have the filling ready to go.
There's lots of videos online, by the way, that show you how to go about this. And the basic point is it's really simple.
Yeah.
You're making little squares. There seems to be two types, like about a 2.5 inch and then a 3.5 inch, a little bit larger.
Yeah.
And as far as sauces go, anything that you use with pasta can work in this. Just match your flavors. But the thing I want to concentrate on are the fillings and some of the various combinations of things. You're going to be putting your produce together, and you're going to be chopping it, reducing it to a good size and texture that you can spoon in.
Yeah, it's got to be chopped pretty small.
You got to blitz it with a food processor.
I mean,
have you
seen those ravioli molds that look like ice cube trays?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, those guys are actually more like 1.5 inch by 1.5 inch. Therefore, the little dollop of filling is very tiny.
Yeah, a little teaspoon.
If your filling is really clunky, you're not going to get it into a ravioli.
No, you're not. And try to dry out the filling as much as possible. You don't want a lot of excess liquid.
Yeah.
Because that can make it hard to seal. Another rule of thumb is if the filling doesn't taste good as you eat it, it's not going to taste good with pasta wrapped around it.
I guess so, Al.
Yeah, why not? And I think you're going to end up cooking a lot of the ingredients that go into the filling.
Yeah, I mean, I would say that it pretty much has to be pre-cooked.
Yeah, because the amount of time it spends
in the water is tiny.
It's not enough.
I mean, the simplest thing is to just fill them with cheese.
Yeah.
Which are delicious. But after that, sky's the limit.
Well, here's a few ideas, because there's some very natural partners. Butternut squash and crumbled pecans.
Yes.
Spinach and ricotta cheese.
Perfect.
Ground lamb, onions, and rosemary.
Always delightful.
Crushed tomatoes, diced peppers, and goat cheese.
Goat cheese is a great binder for lots of fillings.
It really is. Mushrooms and sun-dried tomatoes.
Good.
And you could do something with lobster and crab and a spicy feta cheese sauce. So this could be really a lot of fun. We're going to put some of these ideas on the website, try to walk you through the whole process.
Perfect.
It's really easy, and you'll have a lot of fun doing it. I'm Al Spohler.
And I am Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.